yaptı. We up to in the Taz, Sifres, but just a few Sifim in the Shach. Isa Sifyud, Isa Shenizbashe, he met her a few Makiri Vishori. So a few Isa Rabbanon, so it's all Shishim Nege Kola Isa. And then, Mifnishin on Yedim Kama Yoitzer, Yotzer Memenu, Lefiko Hamvashel Bidira Sisa Shibas Yemo, Oitich Kaf Shalisa Beheter, so he summer connected Kolagdeo. Pirish Vim Kane Oser, a tough shell Shabigdeo. They mash with a clee, summer negated a clee. I mean, it is possible that it has to be constructed in a special way in order that that the tough shield that is inside the Kele should have 60 times the size of the Kele itself, the mass, the volume of the Kele itself. That is, that's only if it is constructed in a special way. So you can have, it's possible to have the tough shield, that the tough shield should have shishim nega the volume of the keli. But normally it's not shaykh. Now then he says, tzorich sama keneged kol hagdeire uch keneged kol ma shetochav me'akav she'eino no yedim kamo boli bein shem shel cheres o ye'eit matres. So in other words, if let's say a kaf that was bileya, that Isa was thrust into Igdeira Shel Heter, so since we don't know how much that calf absorbed of the Isa, so we consider the maximum. So it certainly could not have absorbed more than its own mass. So that is the maximum. But 99% of cases, the absorption, the blie, is less than the size of the calf itself. But since we don't know, so mainly we take the maximum. So the sheet of the Ravid is that if the calf is a calf shalates, or the gdeira is a gdeira shalates, or matres, so in other words, so hagoli shayach, so mainly we can, in every specific situation, it is possible, you know, to determine the size of the blie, the mass of the blie. So there we don't require shishim neged the whole size of the calf or of the gdeira. But we are made, we determine on the basis of umdene, we determine. So he calls it umdene. Why? Because it's not always the same. So let's say, you can, in every specific situation, you can be magil, let's say a kele, a calf that absorbed a certain isa. So you can be magil it, and then you can weigh it before you are magil, you weigh it after you are magil, so you can determine the difference in the weight, in the mass. But it's not constant. In other words, in one case there might be more blie, and in another case there might be less blie. But, so now in this case, where a calf that was bilei aisea was thrust into a gdeire. Now, so we don't know, we didn't determine it before it was thrust. So we cannot determine it exactly, but on the basis of humdene, in other words, let's say, if many times we determine it empirically, let's say, how much was absorbed by being maglet, so then we can take a fair guess. So this is what he says. Kleima, ulafukes voras arrived, disfira lady beit to be matres. Given the efshal hafrit or iser al the agole in misharim bichulei Elohim di meimed yofe kamo yotzim men olein chiluk. Now, so it's on the basis of umdene, because it cannot be determined exactly how much, because after all he wasn't magil that calf before he thrust it in the gdeire. If he did, then there wouldn't be any problem. So he thrust the calf that had the blia of iser into the gdeire, and he wasn't magalet. So now, it's impossible to determine exactly how much blia there was, whether there was a kazayis of Isaiah, or a heavy kazayis, or two kzaisim, but on the basis of umdene, we can take a fair guess, an approximate guess. In other words, let's say, if you perform an experiment many times, you put, let's say, you put a cup in a gdeira, in a hot gdeira that is on fire, and then you are maglet, and you determine how much, and then again you you take the same calf and you put it in a negdeira, and then you amagle it and you see. So it won't be the same quantity of iser absorbed every time, but you can take a fair guess. So on the basis of umdene, we should be aiming how much the calf could have been belaya. And we don't require shishim, but we don't pass like the rabbi. All right. So, avol al yedidei mitichas melichev because of mitiras chatos v'shemis aleter do adin in nesa hakli al deiru in tzorach lishayir rak in the klipe avol nesa al dekvishet tzorach lishayir neged kolim. Why? Because kovush arei kumvushul, so it is mavliya bichule. Bichli davke bichli avol bidava maichul kaimul on dinesa kulei kiluil simin tzarikalev. Now, Sif Yudalet, so he says, Uvilvad, Shebole al Yeritichas Eishos Abli Elechet Becholakli, Avo Yeritichas Milichay Ninivla Bikli, Rake de Klippe, Vinzoich Lishay Rake de Klippe. So we are Mishay only Kine Klippe. Now, the halacha is we pask that today, since we are not king, so we consider every machol as a Dova Shomein. And by Dova Shomein, so Meliach Harik Reseach is Mivala Bechule. So the Shach says, so that Chumre applies only to the machol itself. We don't answer the whole kele. So in other words, we only say that since we're not king and many macholim are shomein, so memele every case of blie al de meliche, so we answer the whole thing, because we consider everything as a dova shomein umfapeh. So that's only in respect to a meichel. But Mashain came where a bliya took place in a kele, then we only answer it even today. That we're not king, we only answer it kiliklipe, we don't answer the whole kele. This is what the Shach says. Alright, now, Sif Ches in the Taz. Now, the Sif Ches in the Taz relates to Sif Godel Hei in the Mechaba. Now again, Im Yodua Kamu Yisak in Kaf Chadosho Yishenu Basyemo, Sheniya Bo Ubolo, Kazayis Cholo, והכך ניה בו גדירו של בוסו אין צורך לסמך לבטל הכזאי שבלו אבל כף ישונו ובס ימו משארים בחולו ויש מי שאימר שגם בזו אין צורך לסמך לבטל הכזאי שבלו. So the first lotion in the Mechaber represents the sheet of the Rashbo that we do apply the halacha of Tichanas is Nevela ligabi Bolua exactly. And the second lotion in the Mechaber represents the sheet of the Ramban that vis-a-vis Bolua basically, we don't apply the halacha of Tichanas Nevela. So the Mechaber says in the first lashon, "Im yadua kamo yiser kin kaf chadosho, a new spoon, or sheino besyemo, even if it's an old spoon, and it was used for a long time in connection with boso, but within the last 24 hours, it wasn't used with boso. So maybe we're not worried about it because whatever balua of boso it is nesin tam livgam. It couldn't asa, and within the last 24 hours." It didn't absorb any boso. And then he took this calf that does not have any basyemo blia of boso, and he thrust it, and he stirred, and he stirred a pot that had milk in it. Ubolo kazayis cholo. And we know that the maximum that it could have absorbed was a kazayis of cholo, because there was only a kazayis cholo in the pot. So he couldn't have absorbed more than a kazayis cholov. Now, so, and he does not have any blia of boso, because even if it has, it's nesin tam livgam. So, v'rakach niya bo gdeiro shel boso, so in tzorich alesamech levat la kazayis shebol, avol kaf yishon. But suppose it is a kaf yishon. In other words, it was used many times in a gdeiro shel boso within the 24 hours. So it was used many times. So he doesn't know how many gzeisim of boso it absorbed. It could have absorbed only one kazayis. It could have absorbed 10 gzeisim because let's say for many hours it was used in a gdeirah shel boso today in the morning. So he doesn't know how many gzeisim it absorbed. And then he stirred a gdeirah of cholov, a gdeirah of cholov with the same calf. Now, so even though he might know that gdeirah of cholov only had a kazayis cholov, but it has a blie, an undetermined number of gzeisim of a blie of basar in it, and plus a kazayis of cholov, and then he stirred a gdeirah of basar again, So this is what Mechaber has reference to. Avo kaf yishonah. If it's an old kaf that was used for bosor within the same day, within 24 hours, in the same day, and it was bileya cholov, and it was used the same day in cholov. So it was bileya kazai is cholov, and an undetermined number of gzeisim of bosor. Now he stirred, now he thrust it in the gdeir of bosor again. So Misharim Bichulo, that's the sheet of the Rajbo, that we apply the Aloha of Tichanasis Nevele vis-a-vis Balua Bisichakli. Now, if we knew exactly how much Boso the calf absorbed, let's say, suppose we knew that it absorbed 10 gzesim of Boso, the calf, then it stirred a day of Halom. So then he stirred it, he used it in a day of Boso again. So then we would require that the gdeira of bosor, the bosor and the soup, everything that is in that gdeira, should have 60 times 11 gzeisim. But since we don't know how much bosor it absorbed, we know it's a kaf yishono and it was used in the same day many times with bosor. So we have to consider the maximum. What is the maximum? The whole mass of the whole size of the calf. So if the mass, the size of the calf, is 10 gzeisim, so 10 gzeisim, and if it's 20 gzeisim, so it's 20 gzeisim plus so we need shishim neged the whole size of the cup. This is what he says. Then the second motion is v'yesh mishemer the sheet of the Ramban shegam bozuin tzorich el samach levat lakazai shebola, because the sheet of the Ramban is that we don't apply the aloch of tichanasis nevele vis-a-vis bulua b'sechakli. So mimele, true that this calf might have absorbed 10 gzeisim of bosor. 10 gzeisim of bosor. Then he stirred cholov. And the most that he could have absorbed of cholov is a kazais. So, and then he stirs again a gdeir of bosor. So you only need shishim neged one kazais. Neged one kazais. Because as long as it is bolua, as it is Bolua b'seir deifnakli, so it doesn't become ichticha de nevele. So mimele, even though it has, let's say that it has a blia of 10 gzeisim of bosor plus one kazayis of cholov. Altogether, it has a blia of bosor and cholov together 11 gzeisim. But as long as it is latent, it is bolua in the deifnakli. It's not ichticha de isur. It's not ichticha de isur. When can it become ichticha de isur? Only when he takes this calf that has in it belua 11 zaysim, 10 zaysim of basa, 1 kazayis of cholov, and he thrusts it, he stirs a day of basa. So then, that all the ten zaysim of basa that has been latent in the calf will come out, will be expected, will be niflat, and the kazayis of cholov will also come out. So now it can become ichtich adisure. Now that it is niflat and it's bien, it can become ichtich adisure. But until it is niflat and it's latent, it's belua, it's not ichtich adisure, according to Ramban. So when can it become ichtich adisure? Only when it comes out into the gdeiro. When it comes out into the gdeiro, it becomes mixed up with the rest of the boso. So mimele, as long as there is shishim negative one kazayis of cholov that is niflat, so it becomes bottle, and we cannot say there is no shishim negative 11, because until it comes out into the gdeiro and becomes a bien, so it's not ichtichad yisure. And when it comes, and when can it become ichtichad yisure? Only when it is niflat. When it is niflat, so he joins the boso that is in the gdeiro, and the melee cannot become ichtichad yisure. So we only need shishim, neged the one kazayis of cholov. Now the same machleket between the Rashba and the Ramban could apply to shor yisurim. According to the Shittas HaRishenim, that the aloha of tichanasis nevele applies to shor yisurim. I mean, not like Rabbi Ephraim. So the melee, according to the Rashba, let's say, suppose you have a calf shel heter that was used, let's say, with meat. And it absorbed, on the same day, this morning, it absorbed 10 gzeisim of meat. What's our heta? Then, that calf was used, stirred, a gdeira of chelek. And it absorbed a kazayis of chelek. So altogether, it has a blie of 11 gzeisim. 10 gzeisim of Bosor Heter, and one kazayis of chilek. According to the Rishenim who say, who are chilek on Rabbi Ephraim, and who say that Aloche of Tichanasis Nevela applies to Shor Yisurim, so Memela, according to the Rashba Shite, that the Aloche of Tichanasis Nevela applies to Shor Yisurim, so while it's Bolua Abisei Chakaf, it's considered Chaticha de Yisurim. So in other words, even the 10 gzeisim of Bosor become converted into chilek. Because it's mixed up together with inside the kelim. It's mixed up, it's mureh with one kazayis of chelev. So the 10 gzeisim of bosor also become a heftza of chelev. So, and then you'll stir a gderesh of bosor with that calf. So according to the Rashbo, you would require 60 times 11. According to the Ramban, so we say as long as it's latent in the calf, so it's not ichticha di isure. So what is ichticha di isure? Only the kazayis of chelev is ichticha di isure. But the 10 that the 10 gzeisim of bosor that are miurev with that kazayis of chelev in a latent way, b'seir deifnei ha'kav, that is not ichticha di isure. So when can it become ichticha di isure? Only when it is niflat in the sich hakderes shel bosor. So then, we only need 60 negative 1 kazayis of chelev, according to the Ramban. According to the Rashbo, we would need 60 negative 11 gzeisim. So these are the two shittas. The first lotion is like the Rashbo, and the second lotion is like the Ramban. Now let us. Sifres. Im yodua. Kamo yisa. Kedim shenivoya dvorim elo nivoya sheyesh chiluk beferosh divrei atur, bein bes Yosef l'ramo, sheatur kosa avizel ishenei, v'im yodua kamo yisa, kein kaf chadosho. שניה בו כזייס חולו ועקים בימי ניה בו גדירה של בוסד זה לא שנה ותור ואם יודיע כמה הוא יישא עדף קופנון ווב in the tour the ninth line from the top ואם יודוע כמו יישא, כי יש קו חדושו שניה בו, כזייס חולוב, והקים בימי, ניה בו גדירו של בוסו, אין צורך אלו סמך לבד לה כזייס שבולה. אבל קו ישונה, שניה בו כמה פעמים, אין ידים כמה בולה, ומשארים בחולו. So, that's the lotion of the two. שעתור כוסף זו שאין ידוע כמו יישא, כי קו חדושו שניה בו כזייס חולוב, והקים בימי ניה בו גדירו של בוסו, אין צורך אלו סמך לבד לה כזייס שבולה. אבל קו ישונה. שניה בו הרבה פעמים, אין ידים כמה בולה, ומשארים בחולו. עד כאן לשין עתור. Now then he says, ותירס חטו סימן קוף בגימול, so the primigodim points out that there is a toys a safer, it's not תירס חטו סימן קוף בגימול, but it's תרומס הדשן, סימן קוף בגימול. ותרומס הדשן, that's the primigodim points out. ותרומס הדשן, but it's not important. תרומס הדשן, סימן קוף בגימול, פירש דברי עתור, וסבירלי, אין כלי נאסס נווה לכלל. ומה שכוסף עתור, אבל קף נשונו, in other words, you see, there is a machleket between the Bes Yosef and the Trumas Adeshen, as to whether the shita of the two is like the Rashbo, or the shita of the two is like the Rambam. In other words, the Rashbo shita is that Aloch of Tichanasis Nevele applies to Bolu Abisei Hakli too. Even while it's latent in the Deifnei Hakli, it's still Echtich Adisure, so the Heter, on account of the fact that Bisei Deifnei Hakli, it's Miurev with the Yisea, becomes also converted into Yisea. The Ramban shita is no. As long as it's latent, b'seich defnei akli, the heretofore heter does not become a heftza visa. Only when it's niflat it can become. When it's niflat and it becomes miurev, with visa in a state of bien, then it can become a heftich visa. So that's the Ramban shite. So the Trumas Adeshen assumes that the two shite is like the Ramban. Not like, you see, the Bes Yosef, the Bes Yosef holds that the Tur Shita is like the Rashba. So mainly he explains the Tur in accordance with the Shita of the Rashba. But the Trumas Adeshen says that the Tur Shita is like the Ramban. U Trumas Adeshen, Simen Kuf Pei Gimul, Pirish Divra Tur, Disfir Le, Inkli Nasis Nevi Lekla. U Mashi Kosov Atur, Avol Kaf Yishono, She Nia Bo Kame Pomi, Pirish Ayei Nia Harbi Pomi Biposo, Vitochvo, Licholov, Teich Meis Lei, So the Trumas Adeshen says, when the Tur says, Avol Kaf Yishono, She Nia Bo Kame Pomi, Ein Yedin, Ka Tamo Bola, Umisharim Yechulo, so it doesn't mean Kaf Yishono in this as the Bes Yosef. Now, the Bes Yosef explains it, Kaf Yishono Sheniyah Bo Kamu Pomim, in other words, if you have a Kaf Yishono that was used today many, many times in the Gdei Oshel Bosi. So we don't know how many Gzeisim of Bosor it was Beleya. And then it stirred the Gdei Oshel Cholo. And then it says Cholo. And it was Beleya Ikazayis Cholo. That we know. And then it stirred again the Gdei Oshel Boso. So in Yedin Kamu Bola, so Memele, had we known that it was Beleya 10 Gzeisim of Boso, and then the Kazayis of Cholov, and then it, so then when it stirs the Gdei of Boso again, we would require 60 times the 11 Gzeisim. But since we don't know, so we require we consider the maximum. So when it stirs the Gdei of Boso again, so then we need 60 times the whole mass. The whole mass of the cup, of the spoon. And if the spoon has a mass of 20 or 30 gzeisim, so we require 60 times 20 or 30. This is how the Bes Yosef explains it. But the Trumas Adeshen explains it as follows. Kaf Yishono Sheniyah Bo Kamu Pomim. In other words, let's say the kaf was used in a Gdei Oshel Boso many, many times. We don't know how many gzeisim of Boso the kaf absorbed. It could have absorbed one kazai, it could have absorbed 10 gzeisim, it could have absorbed 20 gzeisim. I mean, the maximum it could have absorbed is the number of gzeisim in the mass of the kaf itself. So, and then it stirred the gdeira of cholom. There's a lot of cholom. So then, yimisharim bikulo. In other words, so the cholom in the gdeira must have 60 measures negative the size of the kaf. So according, this is how the Trumas Adeshen explains it. In other words, according to the Bes Yosef shot in the tour, so the calf first stirred for a long time a gdeira shel basar, and you don't know how many gzeisim of basar it absorbed. Then it stirred the gdeira of cholov, and we know that it absorbed just one kazayis of cholov, and then it was thrust into a gdeira of basar again. That's the according to the Bes Yosef shot, but according to the Trumas Adeshen shot. Kaf Yishono Sheniyah Bo Kamu Pomim, just Boson Yishono Bo Kamu Pomim. And then it was thrust into a Gdeira of Cholov. So Mimele Misharim Bichulo. So the Cholov must have 60 measures neged the whole size of the calf. Because it could have absorbed 20 or 30, I mean, if the size of the calf is 30, maybe it absorbed 30 Gzeisim of Boson. All right. So he says, "Retrumes adeshen simukuf kivinu pirish divratur disvira inkuyas nevel klal umashikos atur al kavishono pirish ayin niyahav epon boso v'toch vol lechol of tich beisleis ditzorich samach neged kulo v'orach komatu imu chodosh likulal mesage neged v'yisya v'imu yoshan likulal metzorich neged kulo." In other words, if it's chodosh, in other words, if the cup is a new spoon and he just used it. Just in connection with one kazayis of boson. One kazayis of boson, so he couldn't have absorbed more than one kazayis. He just thrust it into a gdei of boson that has one kazayis of boson. That's all. And then he used it in a gdei of cholom. So you only need 60 times that kazayis of boson. But imu yoshon, yoshon means it doesn't make any difference whether it's old, whether he bought it 10 years ago, or he bought it today. If, let's say, he bought it today, this morning, but he kept on using it with boso, so for a long time, so then it's Yosha, because he doesn't know how much it absorbed. Kuv Zayin. So again, the Primigodin points out, it's not Simen Kuvov, it's Simen Kuv Zayin. Sheyesh Klukte. Now, if you turn to the tour, it's Simen Kuv Zayin. Simen Kuv Zayin, it's Daf Kuv Samachtes. Kuf Samachtes, the second line. Yeshem, Zvu Voilimolo, Shenim Tzobigdeiro. Daf Kuf Samachtes Omedale. It's Simen Kuf Zayin, the two. יש אמרים, זבוב ולמולו, שנמצא בדירו, והציעו בכף, צורך לזוהר שלו ילרזר ולדחף הקו בגדירו, לפי שכבר נסר הקו, כשהציעו בי הזבוב מהגדירו, ושמו לו הויו בו אישישים כנגדי, ואם ירזר ויתחיבנו לגדירו איסרו, אם אישישים כנגדי, תצא יש אמרים, ונראה שאין לוחוש, כיוון שידוע כמה הוא יויסר הבולוע בכף, אין צורך סמך כנגד כל הקו, אלא כנגד הזבוב הבולוע. So the drisha, in Simen Kuf Zayin, points out, now, the toshite is, he passes la aloche, like having a fine. The din of tichanas is nevela, it doesn't apply to shohi soy. It only applies to basa b'cholof. Where the basa b'fnei atzmi is eter, and the cholof b'fnei atzmi is eter, and when the two combine, then it is... It the two constitute an entity of Isa that is called Basabhala. But it has no application to Shorisul. That's the two of Sak. But the Drisha says and the Trumas Adeshen also, I mean, assume that way, that this two, so when the Yeshemrim, I mean obviously we have to say that this Yeshemrim doesn't agree with the two of Sak. And the Yeshemrim disagree with the Rabbi Ephraim, and they hold that Aloha of Tichanas is Nevele applies to Shor Yisurin, because Zvug Nimolo, that's not Bosa B'cholov, that's an Yisrael Dolatome of a Sheretz. I mean, so still the Yeshemrim say Zvug Nimolo Shenimtso Bideiro Veitzio Bichav. So in other words, and it was hot, so Memele, part of the Zvug or the Nimolo might have been absorbed in the calf, in the spoon. So then, צורך לזויה של הלעזר ולדחב הקו. Because, לפי שכונסר הקו, כשפיצי הזיף מהגדירו, דשמו לא יהיה בישישים כנגדו, ואם יעזר ידחנו לגדירו, או ישרו, אם ישישים כנגדי. So in other words, suppose he took out from the pot with a spoon, with a ladle, let's say. So he took out some soup, and then there was a zvuv, some melee, so part of the zvuv might have been absorbed into the calf, and part of the soup might have been absorbed into the cup. So, tichanas is nevele. So, we don't know how much soup there was in the ladle. So let's say, suppose there were five gzesim of soup in the ladle, plus a little bit of the zvuv. So, tichanas is nevele. So, all the five gzesim of the soup that was absorbed in the ladle, plus the half of this zvuv, or a quarter of this zvuv that was absorbed in the ladle, becomes a chefzer yisura. So even the soup becomes a chefzer of isa. Becomes a chefzer isa. But we don't know, had we known how much soup and zvuv was absorbed in the ladle, fine. So then when he thrusts that ladle again into the gdeire, we'd require in the gdeire shishim neged that quantity of soup plus zvuv. But we don't know how much soup was absorbed by the ladle, so when he thrusts the ladle again in the gdeire, we require shishim neged the size of the whole ladle. This is what the Yeshemrim say. So the Drisha says, and that's the pshat of the Trumas Adeshen too, that this Yeshemrim that the two mentions is assuming, like the Shites or Rishenim, that the Aloha of Tichanas is Nevele applies to Shor Yisurim as well. Not like Rabbi Ephraim. And also another thing, the Shite of the Rashbo, that not only does the Aloha of Tichanas is Nevele apply to Shor Yisurim, but the Aloha of Tichanas is Nevele applies to Bolu Abisichaklitu. So the Mele, the Yeshemrim say, Zvuv and Imolo, Shenim Tzobigdeiro, Veitzio Bechab, Tzorich Lizoyeh, צורך ליזויה של אלעזר ולכתב הקו לגדירו, לפי שכונסר הקו, כשהציעו בעזבוב מהגדירו, דשמו לו אישישים כנגדי, ואם יעזר ידחנו לגדירו, איסרו, אם אישישים כנגדי, כנגד the whole calf, because he doesn't know how much soup the ladle absorbed. So we have to consider, we have to be chishish for the maximum. Even though we are sure that he did not absorb its own capacity. We are sure, but where should we stop? So in Mele, we consider the maximum. So we require shishim neged the whole ladle. So then the Torah says, v'nireh she'im lochush, kim she'yodu ha'kamu yisar ha'beluah b'chav, in tzorich samach k'neged kol ha'kav, elo k'neged ha'zvuv ha'beluah. So the Yeshemrim assumes two things, two controversial issues. First of all, that the halacha of chtichanas neveila applies to shor isurin. It's not limited to basa b'chalom, not like having a fine. Number two, that the halacha of chtichanas neveila applies even to belua b'sechakli, not like the Ramban, but like the Rashba. Now, when the two says v'nira shein lochush, so the question is, what does it mean v'nira shein lochush? Because the halacha is like Rabbi Ephraim, that's why he says v'nira shein lochush. Oh, but the halacha is like Rabbi Ephraim, so that's the reason as to why he says in lochush. Oh no, the two when he says v'nira shein lochush, so he's not trying to argue that question, the machleket between Rabbi Ephraim and Shor Sheni. Because that he passed already in another siman, like Rabbi Ephraim. And here, when he says v'nira shein lochush, so he says, even if we grant that the halacha is not like Rabbi Ephraim, that the halacha of tichanasis nevela applies to shor isurim as well, so it still wouldn't require shishim neged the whole kaf. Why? Because the halacha of tichanasis nevela doesn't apply to belua b'sechakli. So the Trumas Hadeshen and the Drishe, they say like the letter pshat. In other words, they say that when the Torah says v'nira shein lochush, so he's saying in effect, granted that the halacha of tichanas is nevela. I am granting now, for the moment, that the halacha of tichanas is nevela does apply to shor isurim, but still it's in lochush. Why? Because the halacha is like the Ramban, not like the Rashi. Why does the Trumas Hadeshen assume that this is the pshat in the Torah and he says v'nira shein lochush? Why couldn't he say that the pshat in the Torah is v'nira shein lochush, the lochush, simply because the halacha is like Rabbi Ephraim? The answer is, if he meant that the reason as to why he rejects the shit of the Yesh Emrim is because while the Yesh Emrim agree with Rabbi Ephraim, so he, the two, agrees with Rabbi Ephraim, why does he mention it in connection with the case of Belua b'Sechakli? Let him mention it in connection with the Meichel itself. So the fact that he mentions the Yesh Emrim in connection with the Kli, not in connection with the Machl itself, shows that here he is arguing, even if we are going to grant that the Rishenim Achilik and Rabbi Ephraim are right, and that the Halacha of Tichanas is Nevele does apply to Shor Isurim, but it has no application to Belua b'Sechakli. In other words, the Yesh Emrim not only agree with the Ran that the halacha of tichanasis nevela applies to shor isurim, but they agree with the shita of the Rashbo that it applies to belua b'sechakli too. So he says, granted that the halacha of tichanasis nevela does apply to shor isurim, for argument's sake, I grant now that the halacha of tichanasis nevela applies to shor isurim, but here I reject the yesh emrim shita for a different reason. Why? Because the halacha is like the Ramban, not like the Rashbo. But the Yesh Emrim obviously agree with the Shita of the Rashi. So this is what the Taz means. Avo, im kvo yesh isa b'chav, mach ma sheho yo bo heter, u bo lo isa kazayis, vitoch bo leheter, bo ze so machatz me al ma sheichte visimen kuv zayin, she yesh plukte. What's the plukte? The plukte is the Yesh Emrim, and the v'nira she yesh lochesh. In other words, so how does he pasken, if that is the pshat, in Simikum Zayin, like the Ramban, not like the Rashbo? So Memeled, according to the Trumas Hadeshen, so, you see, according to the Bes Yosef pshat, so the Tur here is saying, that when he says, Afal kafi shono sheniya bo kama pomi, en yedin kama bola, umisharim bichulo, so he means, if it's a kafi shono that it was used today, many, many times in connection with Bosa, and thereby it absorbed an undetermined number of gzeisim of Bosa. And then it was thrust once into Cholov, and it absorbed the kazayis of Cholov. And now it is thrust again into Bosa. So Mimele will require that this Gdeire should have 60 measures of Bosa, neged the whole size of the calf. If it's 20 gzeisim, so 60 measures, 60 times 20. If it's 30 gzeisim, 60 times 30. This is the pshat of the Bes Yosef. So according to the Bes Yosef pshat in the Tur here in Paskons like who? Like the Raj, not like the Ramban. But according to the Trumas Hadeshen's pshat in the Tur, so when the Tur says, Avol kaf yishono sheniya bo kam b'omi, so he means, if it was used in the Gdeir Shel Boso for a long time, and we don't know how many Xesim of Boso it absorbed, and now it was thrust in the Gdeir Shel Cholov, So Mimele we require that the cholov in the Gdeire should have 60 times the whole volume, the whole size of the mass of the cup. Of the cup. This is what Tzemach HaDeshe says. So in other words, because he paskens like the Ramban. I mean, but he doesn't discuss now the machlekes between the Rashba and the Ramban. How does he pasken, whether he paskens like the Rashba or according to the Ramban? According to the Yosef Pshat, so here he paskens like the Rashba. According to the Tzemach HaDeshe Pshat and the two, he doesn't discuss this question. But he discusses that question in Simen Kuf Zayin. And there, according to the Tzemach HaDeshe Pshat, in Simen Kuf Zayin, he paskens like the Ramban. Avol im yesh kvo isa b'chaf mach ma shehoyo heter. In other words, the kaf was first beleya, an undetermined number of gzeisim of heter, and then it was beleya one kazayis of isa. So and then ubolo isa kazayis, and then again he thrusts the kaf into heter. So then there is a machlekes, the machlekes between the Rashba and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, we only need in the Gdeiro Shel Heter 60 times that one Kazayis of Isra that it was Beleya, and according to the Rashba, we need 60 times the one Kazayis of Isra plus the undetermined number of Gzeisim of Heter, and since we don't know, so Mimele according to the Rashba, we need 60 times the size of the whole cup. So that's the Machlekel between the Rashba and the Ramban. So the Yeshem and the Mesimek of Zion are expressive of the Shita of the Rashba, in addition to the Shittes Oran, to being expressive of the Shittes Oran that Tichon Ases Nevela applies to Shor Yisurim, and the Ein Lochush is V'nira Shein Lochush Lo Zeh, that the Torah says in Simen Kuf Zayin is expressive of the Shittes of the Ramban. So he says, Avol im kvo yesh isa b'chav mach mashe v'heter, ubo lo isa kazai izvi, and then again, toch vol heter, bo zeh somach asma ma sheyichte b'simen kuf zayin, sheyesh mukte, v'chei mashma b'teras chatos, shepirish kein divrei Torah. I mean, so it's evident from the text of the Taz that when the Taz said in the second line v'tiras chatos simen kuf pegimul, so it's itoyes atvus, it's itoyes seifa. First of all, I mean, tiras chatos is not arranged that way, but it means tumas adeshen. But it's evident from here because he says v'chei mashma b'tiras chatos. If before he also talks of the tiras chatos, so how can he say v'chei mashma b'tiras chatos? He's talking about the tiras chatos. The answer is no. He is talking of the tumas adeshen, and now he says v'chei mashma b'tiras chatos. The Ramo in tiras chatos also explained the tour in Tzadik Ches, kaf nishono sheniyah bo kame po'amim, in accordance with the pshat of the Tumas Hadesh. Alright. V'chei mashma b'tiras chatos shepirash kin divrato. So that's the pshat of the Tumas Hadesh and the Tiras Chatos in the tour in Simen Tzadik Ches. So in other words, so according to the pshat of the Tumas Hadesh and the Tiras Chatos, the tour is not confirming, corroborating the shita of the Rashba in any way. But Avo ve'abes Yosef pirash b'derach acher v'zehu teir ha'perushim af sheim rishen imamish da'atu svira le'kidei rishen shel Rashba shemei v'bis Yosef v'lo ikir Ramban da'ayin shekam begolu ha'bichli amir nech tichnas es neveim v'nimtza do'ach ha'kom ha'atu davki ma'kaf chodosh ubo la'kazai yischol v'lav davki chodosh mamish shelo adin kaf yoshin shenishtamish b'kvo kidim isleis. Doesn't make any difference whether kaf chodosh it was never used or it was used but it's more than a misles expired, so then that bliya is ignored. Said v'ladav kechodesh ma'avadin kaf yoshin shtamish b'kvo kidim isleis b'osar harbe v'ayim bo la'kazai yischolov v'akati kol lechodosh d'chol shein b'yeime havelei kulu chodosh kiru shein tam shel yeser al kein in shayar bein asin nevele do b'shaz bliya sechholov o yeter al kol chochim tochvu ha'kein liboso in tzorich samech rag neged ha'bliya shel cholov. Alright, I mentioned the other example, doesn't make any difference. I mean, I mentioned the example that it was that first it was Beleya, Kaf Chodosh was Beleya Bosor, and then it was thrust into Cholov. And he mentions first it was Beleya Cholov, and then it was thrust into Bosor. Doesn't make any difference. In Tzorich Samech Rag Neged Abliya Shel Cholov Avli Moya Kafi Shomov Perish Shebiyei Mechod Nishtam Shebi Bosor Harbe V'hakein Bola Kazayis Cholov Kivin Shebishas Abliya Hoya boyisa bosa b'cholov chashvinon l'chol abolua shebeis. According to Bes Yosef Pshat in the tour is expressive of the shit of the Rashba. Chashvinon l'chol abolua shebeis ani bliyas bosa sheboi liyisa kich tichnas nevele v'im choza v'toch af liyisa bosa heter kivin shenon yedim kamo hoyo. So if we knew exactly what, how many gzeisim of bosa it beleya, So then let's say if we knew that it was Beliya Tengzeisim Aboso, and then another Kazayis of Cholov, so it would require, when he thrusts it again into Igdeir Shalboso, it would require 60 times 11. But since we don't know, we require 60 times the whole size of the cup. Vim choza vitoch hafeisi liboso, hete akim shino niyedim kamo yotrilo bliyas aboso, al koch o misharin kineget kol hakap, kim dechol habliya shalei nasi isa, miki yachticha atv nasi nevel. Vein lahakshis midivri atur, simikuv zayin. So in other words, so that means, according to the Bes Yosef's pshat, according to the Bes Yosef's pshat in the tour agrees with the shita of the Rashbo in Simen Tzadik Ches. So then you can ask Kikashe from the Roshan of the tour in Simen Kuv Zayin. Vein lahakshis midivri atur, Simen Kuv Zayin vitzo azvuv, the Rabin and Samech rak neged azvuv, v'lo neged akaf. The Dav kehoche bibosa b'cholov amrim achticha atzun asin eveile, mashein ke mishor yisurin. The atur svira likra b'afrayim b'simen tzadik veiz. So in other words, the Bes Yosef says that when the reason as to why the tour in Simen Kuv Zayin says v'nira shein lochesh lazeh, so he's not saying, granted, that the aloche is like the ram, that the aloche of ticha atzun eveile applies to shor yisurin, But here it's not Lochosh Lazeh, because it doesn't apply to Balua Bisikhakli. No! It does apply to Bisikhakli. But here it's Shor Yisurim, it's not Bosom Cholov. So even vis-a-vis the Meichel itself, it wouldn't apply. So certainly not in respect to Balua Bisikhakli, but vis-a-vis Bosom Cholov itself, where the Aloch of Tichanas Nevele applies in respect to the Meichel itself, so it applies in respect to the Balua Bisikhakli too. This is the Pshat in the Torah in Simen Kuv Zayin. When he says, "V'nira shein lochosh lazeh," all right. Val pize kosa v'shulchan aruch kan imakav chadosho sheino baseimo peiru sheikav yishono shel boso rak shayim bolo kazayis cholov v'shayu b'zeh nasas nevele kusaf t'ril kiv shein kanisa val ze kosa v'ramo v'fisvorosei de'a shulchan aruch v'lo yamrinon chtiche atzmo nasas nevele gabi kli afilu bolo yisa d'bisa b'lua ein kan at kan. So in other words, that we do not say the aloche of tichanasis nevele gabi the kele, even if it's near be iser, I mean that the kele should become us. אפילו בואו יישא ויישא בלו אין עד כאן על כל כך אין שייך לימר על גוף הכלי שיהיה נאסס נבלה כמו שוח תיכה שנסה ואוכי כלומר in other words because there is a shite שרשיינים first of all that shite is the shite of the smag and according to the Ramo it's also the shite of the Mordechai I mean that there are three different pshotim in the Mordechai the Ramo's pshat in the Mordechai the Taz pshat in the Mordechai and the Shach's pshat in the Mordechai. So the shita of the smag, that certainly is. The shita of the smag is that the gufakil itself, I mean, the cheres itself, the earthenware, even though it's not an eichel, so the cheres itself becomes a chticha de yisurim, according to the... And the Kehle has a size, let's say, of 50 gzeisim. Has a mass of 50 gzeisim. And then you are mivashel one kazayis of Isar in that Kehle. So the 51 Gzesi, the Deifen Akli itself, because according to the Smag, the earthenware or the metal itself becomes a Chepsafisa. It's a very strange concept. But that's the Shite. That's the Shite of the Smag. And according to the Ramo and the Taz, it's also the Shmit, the Shite of the Mordechai, in respect to Ekli Cheres, not in respect to Ekli Matres. So the Keli itself, the Gufa Keli, the earthenware, becomes a Chefetz of Isa. So the... And the Keli has a size, let's say, of 50 Gzesim. Has a mass of 50 Gzesim. And then you are Mivashil one Kazayis of Isa in that Keli. So the 51 Gzesim, the Deifen Akli itself, because according to the Smag, the earthenware or the metal itself becomes a Chefetz of Isa. It's a very strange concept. But that's the Shite of the Smag. And according to the Ramo and the Taz, it's also the Shmit, the Shite of the Mordechai, in respect to Ekli Cheres, not in respect to Ekli Matres. So the Keli itself, the Gufa Keli, the earthenware, becomes a Chefetz of Isa. So this is what Ramo says. We are bringing Gabi Klich Tichanasis Nevele. I feel near of Isa that the Gufa Keli should become a Chefetz of Isa. That we don't say. And then in the letter Agoe, he says there is such a shite that even the Gufa Keli, the Gufa Cheres itself becomes a Chefetz of Isa. But here he's saying, now I mean in explaining the Mechaber that the Gufa Keli should become a Chefetz of Isa, that's certainly not. All right. So he says. ועל זה כוסף רמו לפסבור עשית השולחן אורך ולאמרים לך תיכה עשת מסנה ואלה גבי כלי אף הוא בואו איסר דיסבלו אין כאן על כל חוך אין שייך לאמר על גוף הכלי שהיא נסנה ואלה כמו ש... according to the פסק of the מחבר כמו שוח תיכה שנעשה לא רק אמר לא אם היא בואי בזה שכוסף השולחן אורך בקף חודש היוש תיכים דעדיין היתרו לא שייך נסת נבלה so what רמו says ולאמרים לך גבי כלי תיכה נסת נבלה אפילו מי אמרי איסר so he means the following. It's needless to mention that in the specific case that the Mechaba mentioned, let's say, a Kaf Chadosho that absorbed a Kazayis of Cholov, so then we certainly cannot say that the whole Kele should become a Chefetz of Isure, because it wasn't Bileya Ibn Isa, how can we say Chtichanas Nevele? Let's say that Chtichanas Nevele does apply to the Gufa Kele itself. So only when it absorbs Isa, so then even the earthenware becomes a Chefetz of Isa. Mashenken, in this case, Kaf Chadosho, where a Kaf, let's say it's an earthenware cup, a kaf shel cheres, and it absorbed a kazayis of cholov. So did it absorb Isa? Cholov is that, yeah? So it's needless to mention that in this particular case, the particular case that is mentioned by the Mechaber, where a kaf chadosho absorbed one kazayis of cholov. So certainly, I mean, it goes without saying that the kaf itself is not a chetzel visa, because it's a terebola. It was only belay a milk. But even if it absorbed the kazayis of cheleb, so the kaf itself does not become a Chefetz of Isa, according to the Pesach of the Mechaber. This is what he said. Loi mi boye, boze she kosva shchonoch, vikav chodesh yosh, dechim dadai netaru. Loi, shayich nasis nevele, ela afilu im bola yisa kum psa nevele kazayis. Mekol mokim leamginam beida kli atmo shu chodosh yi ekoli nevele, vizu ali beli kula alme. Avo biseife di maire vikav yishono, u basyeimo, pire shakafi shel boso, vinishtamish bo haye im harbi boso, u bolo gamke in kazayis holo. This is the case visualized by the Bes Yosef in his pshat of the Torah. In accordance with the sheet of the Rashbo. Pirush afilu tam boso, kidem bli asa cholov, nasis nevele. Memele tzorich lishaye neged kol agdeiro. Kidem del yadino kama yesh visa. Then he says in the second Agoye, V'yeishenu mechalkin bin kaf yoshen lechodosh, rak bin klicheres lisho keilin. V'imrin di klicheres di efshal lehafridu Yisrael di Agole, amrinon aklinasis nevele, avoloi bisho keilin, v'teiflochish lechumre. So he mentioned last time that there are three different pshotim in the Mordechai Shite. The biggest kule of all the three pshotim in the Mordechai is the shachs, and that's the most reasonable pshat in the Mordechai. So in other words, according to the Shach's Pshat in the Mordechai agrees with all the Rishonim I mean, not like the Shittas HaSmag, the concept of Tichanas Nevele has no application to a Kelim. How can a Kelim, metal or earthenware, become a Chetzolis? I mean, it's a strange concept. So the Mordechai agrees with that. But the Mordechai, in regard to the Machlekes between the Rashba and the Ramban, as to whether we apply the Halacha of Tichanas Nevele vis-a-vis Bolua, Eichel Bolua Bisichakli, not the Kli itself, not the metal itself, not the earthenware itself, but the Eichel that is Bolua, that is latent in the Kli. So there is a machleket between the Rashba and the Ramban. So the Rashach says that according to the Mordechai, it all depends. If the Bolua is in a Kli Cheres, so you cannot extract it because Ein Kli Cheres Yetzei Mid, Ein Bolua Bisich Kli Cheres Yetzei Mid, Deifnei Leilom, so Mimele, it becomes a Chetichad Yisrael. Masha'im Kein, if, let's say, a calf of Matres was Belea, let's say, 10 Gzeisim of Heta, and then one Kazayis of Chelev, so we do not say that all the 11 Gzeisim should become a Chetichad Yisrael. Why not? Because it's possible to remove, to extract them. So Mimele, it cannot become a Chetichad Yisure while it's latent Bisichakli. But if a Kaf Shel Cheres absorbed 10 Gzeisim of Bosa first, and then it absorbed 1 Kazayis of Chelev, so it's impossible to extract it, so Mimele it becomes a Chetichad Yisure. This is the Shachs Pshat in the Mordechai. Now, according to the Ramo, the Mordechai says the following. He says, if it is a Kaf Shel Cheres, so not only do we say Chtichanas is Nevele vis-a-vis the Bolua b'seich HaCheres, but even the Cheres itself becomes a Chetzeris. So in other words, if a Kli Cheres absorbed, a Kli Cheres that has a mass, a size of 50 Gzeisim, absorbed 1 Kazayis of Chelev, so all the 51 Gzeisim are a Chetzeris. But if a Kli Matres absorbed, let's say, a kazayis of chelev, so not only the keli itself, the metal itself does not become echtichad yisoe, but even if the matres first absorbed 10 gzeisim of bosor heter, and then it absorbed 1 kazayis of chelev, so we do not say that all the 11 gzeisim become echtichad yisoe, because in view of the fact that it is possible to be mafri, to extract the belua, so mainly doesn't become echtichad yisoe. Not only the keli itself, the metal itself doesn't become echter disore, but even the ichel abelua, the ichel of heter, that is mixed up in the defen akli, in the defen of the metal, it does not become echter disore, on account of the fact that it's possible to extract. Second, this is the Ramoshide, but vis-a-vis ekli cheres, so even the earthenware itself becomes echter disore, the Mordechai says, the Ramo, according to Ramo. All right, now, the Taz says that vis-a-vis the Mordechai Shita is that vis-a-vis the Bolua, so even the Klimatres, the Bolua of Heter that is Murev with Bolua of Israel becomes a Chetichad Yisoe. But where does he say that Gabi Matres, it doesn't become a Chetichad Yisoe, that the metal itself doesn't become, but the Bolua Bisecha metal does become a Chetichad Yisoe, according to the Taz. Alright, now, let's see. Vayesh Mishei Meir. שמייבי השוכנו, מה זה? ויש מי שאימר, שמייבי השוכנו, חודס הרם בשם הרמב״ם, דאפילו בחף של בוסו שנשתמש היים ובוא להקים כזה יש חולוב, בואי ביים, תפרו לבוסו, אינצו לבוסו סמך נגד החולוב, ואמרים הם בלוע בכליך תכעס לסנבלה, וכל שם בגוף הכלי, ומה שניר שם במר המוקים על הגויה, ולאמרים הם גבי הכלי, שהוא מדברי הרם בשם הרמב״ם, I mean here we don't have it, but in certain texts, it was mentioned in parentheses, V'yeshei mechalkim v'chaf yoshen l'chodosh rabin klicheres l'sho kelim. So we have in parentheses Mordechai per gidanoshe, but in some text we had Ran v'shem Ramban. So he says that's it, Oisei. Ran shu ram d'rabam shem Ramban, Oisei amatik to, v'lo hevim d'ivra agoye klal, v'lo imayre b'agoye b'lua nas nevele, rabi guf akli, and Ramban doesn't say that the guf akli becomes echtichad yisure. He only says that the belua of heter that is miurev inside the kele with belua of visa becomes echtichad yis, does not become echtichad yisure. When my rabbi goy the belua, that's the rabbi kwa, I'm going to keep which is safety. Val kolchoch, siim ramo shapir, that's one of the shame in Ikea. The belua amrino nasis nevele, imu isa. The gabi tipas cholof shenofu al gabi agdeiro nisboyer, the chol shaloi kinegedo reiteiv, oser atav shil machmas agdeiro. Alme de Amrinon bi Beluach Ticha Atzmo Nases Nivei Uvehem es in Zerai Di Gam Shom Yei Shetach Kmo She Kosov Simen Tzadik Veitz Vichin Kosov Isa Vehet Aklau Vahakach Mei Veramo Vyei Shem Echalti Vihu Da Asa Mordechai She Kosov Perik Gidano She Di Chol Shef Shal Afri Ve Yisra Beluach Minach Ticha Ve Amrinon Bi Ticha Atzmo Nas Nivei Vahal Kocho Bichliei Tzu Matres Shef Shal Vahagole Vilibun Im Nofa Lo Yisra Bimok Nechod Lo Yamrinon Kol Akli Nasis Nivei Lahar Beiso Yisra ולשייה בכל הכלי, עם נסבש או בייסיקלי יתר, ומשארים לפי איסה שנופל במוקים שבואו לנו, כמו נופל איסה, ואילו ידינו צורך לשייה נגד כל המקיר הסופיק. עד כאן לשני, משמע מדבורוב, דכלי חרס שיהיה אפשר להפחית או איסה רבלוע, על די הגולה וליבון, אם לא יהיה על די הרזור וקיפשן, וזה מקרה פונים חדוש איס, ועל כוחו אפילו ידינו כמו בולו, כי אם כף חודש מכל מוקים כימי שבואו איסה, נעשה גוף החרס נבל, כמו יכתיך בעל. So in other words, the more chashite is, the typically cheres absorbed iser. So the guf acheres itself becomes echtich adiso. Va'amor dechal itayme. The sphere li b'chol yisurim amrin echtich atlas nevele. The mali guf achtich ashenase siser machmasu iser abelua. U mali guf acheres kivim shenase iser abnevele. V'nira li boru. The amor dechal li mayre elinyen im tzorich shishim av neged acheres atzmei. או ימטרס עצמי, דהיינה שהבליה של איסה שבו לא תכמס לסלס, היא ידוע, בו זה אמרינו במטרס שאין צורך לבטל גוב החרס, כיוון שאפשר להפחיד איסה משום, ובחרס צורך בנו במטרס שאין צורך לבטל גוף המטרס, it's a mistake. בו זה אמרינו במטרס שאין צורך לבטל גוף המטרס, גוף המטרס, כיוון שאפשר להפחיד איסה משום, ובחרס צורך שישים עד נגד החרס. אבל בכלי יושן שיש בי בלוע היתר תכמס לאיס ובו לכזאי סיסר ואין בי בלוע היתר שישים נגדי ודאי נעשה בלוע נבלה אב בכלי מטרס דהו אב בהגול אלו יהיה הפרש בין בלי הסת על איסר ובכן כוס אב בתרס חטוס כבר פהי וזה לשני ומי הוא אפשר עמוד אחרי מהירה בכלי חודש עד כאן לשני ואף שכוסף רמור בזה לא שמסופק מכל מוקים נראה בורו שכינו, שהוא כן נמצא לפי זה אין שום כולה בדברי עמוד חי כאן על די אור ישנו אלו חומרו נספס יש בכלי חרס חודש דאמרינם בי כלי נאסס נבלה אף על פי שיידים כמה נופל איסה שום אין עמי בכלי יושן שני בימי ושאז בלי הסיסה אלו עוד מלושן רמור שכוסף ויהי שם מחלקים רדלין וחרס בשור כלים, דימש מקצת בשור כלים יש כולה, לפי זה עדה אפילו בכליושן אין הכלי מטרס נעשה נבלה, אבל בלוע בי, מליקוס אבסטומן שאין חילים יושן לחודש, ומיהלוך, so in other words, what is he saying? He's saying that according to them, the Ramor, פשט in the Mordechai distinguishes between מטרס and חרס. But, so vis-a-vis חרס, the Ramor says, the Mordechai שיטה is, that even the חרס itself becomes echtich adisore. Vis-a-vis matres, so not only the matres itself, the metal itself doesn't become echtich adisore, but even the belua of heter, that is miurev, b'seich hakli, with iser doesn't become echtich adisore. That's the Ramoshite, but the Taz is chelik an Ramor. And the Taz says, like the alternative, the Ramor mentions in Teres Chatos. So in Teres Chatos, the Ramor had such a salgedaitoch. That is the pshat in the Mordechai. But here, he assumed he took it for granted that the Mordechai shite is that vis-a-vis matres, so not only the matres itself doesn't become echtir al-Yisure, but even the belua heter that is miurev, inside the kele. With this air doesn't become echtir al-Yisure either. So we have, in other words, a machlekes between the Ramor here and the Taz. According to the Ramor, the Mordechai shite is that the difference is between the Kli Cheres and the Kli Matres. And vis-a-vis Cheres, so even the earthenware itself becomes Echtich Adisore. In other words, if someone was Mivashel, one Kazayis of Chelev, in the Kli Cheres, and the Cheres has a size of 50 Gzeisim, so then we need, in order to be Mivatlet, we need 60 times 51 Gzeisim. Even the Cheres itself becomes Echtich Adisore. Needless to mention that the Heter that is Bolua and is Miurev with Iser inside the Cheres becomes Echtich Adisore. But vis-a-vis Matres, so not only the metal itself doesn't become Echtich Adisore, even the Heter that is Bolua b'seich ha-Matres and is Miurev with the Iser b'seich de'ifnei ha-Matres doesn't become Echtich Adisore either, according to the Mordechai. This is the Ramoshite in the Mordechai. But the Tashit in the Mordechai is that vis-a-vis the Heter that is Belua, Bisei Hakli, and is Miurev with Heter, that is Miurev with Iser, so even if it is Belua, and in a mattress, so it still becomes Ichtira Yisure. But the Ramoshite is only saying that says that the mattress itself does become Ichtira Yisure. Alright, and the Ramointeres Chatos had one alternative, like the Taz here, but here he is sure that vis-a-vis the Belua Bisecha Matres, so even though it's Belua Bisecha Matres, it becomes a Tichadisu. This is what he says. Or in Aloch in Aftimin, he says, the most Kramovit is Vosh Mechumre, Yishlon Lema, Yishlon Yosh Mechumre Shal Mordechai, or with the Reschatos Palun Aleph, the Zalishini, or Mokim Hefzed, Yishlon Hokil, the Holy Surin, Milvad Bibosa Becholo, Kirov Aposki, Yiskimu, the name Rim, Tirha Atzmo. That's the very boss of the Holland. The Apple Gabdon Machmirin, we call Mokim Bihlein Lahner, Kane nearly, at Kalisheni, Virashal Perigidanoshe Simon and Zion, when the Halig Minister was of the Holland, the Shori Surin, Elomosi Rita Baye Binon, Dav Bihliheres in Humreli Shia Neget Kule, Elohim Nishtamshu, Beise Yain Bidova Shalheter, Avalim Nishtamshu, Boy Beise Yain Shalheter, Av Bihliheres in Sorkli Shia. Rak neged bli asise. In other words, what does the Mashal say? The Mashal says the same thing that Mechaba says, except that Mechaba mentions two Lishenes. So he mentions also the Shita of the Ramban, that perhaps, even with respect to the Belua itself, it doesn't become Echticha de Yisura as long as it's late in the Zichakli. And the Mashal paskens b'tiras vadai. He doesn't mention two Shitas. And the Mashal paskens that insofar as the Belua b'Zichakli is concerned, so that becomes Echticha de Yisura, regardless whether it's Belua in a matres or it's Belua in a cheres. But the Kele itself, the Mashal says, so even if it's a cheres, doesn't become Echtich Disu. Because of Shomoi, with a rate, Hode Amrinon Bechliya, the Heter Abelua, Konasi Yisra, we teach him by the Kaimon Baalmin Yisra Belua, Yisra Eta Belua. The Osom Haine, Sheno Palo Leo Tipo Shal Yisra, the Ikerei Tefeta Bigdeire, the Yishbe Kidovati Lo Yisra Lechut, ולא יקידו ואתי לא יישא ויתר הבלואה ירדוף. הוסם אמרינון שנישא בלואה, יישא את הבלואה. אבל בלא יניפילסטיפה, אלו שהכלי בולה יישא, אף ההתר שבולה כבר נעשה יישא. In other words, like the Rashbo. ובינון שישים נגד כולי בכלי חרס. עד כאן לשני. עד כאן לשני. אולי נזדהייתי נרד, ופי דברי המורדכי יש להכנה בכלי חרס, אפילו חודש, לשיו נגד כולי. ובשור כלים, דווקא יוש. דהי נתך מייס לאיס, של בלי אסר בבוסו. ובלי אסקזייס חולו, ובשור איסורים לאמרינון כלל בכלי שנעשס נבלה, אפילו בולה איסה ויקלי חרס, וכמו שזכרתי בשינטרס חטוס, כלל נעלה שבשור איסורים אנחנו כלל. So what is the Taz is the biggest מחמיר, but so he says that we have to be חישש for the shit of the Mordechai, and according to the Mordechai, and according to the Taz, so the Mordechai is saying that vis-a-vis ikli חרס, so even the חרס itself, becomes a chticha de isure, so maybe he passes la aloche that by bosa becholov. Suppose, let's say, you took the calf, and the calf absorbed, let's say, five gzesim of bosa. And then it absorbed one kazayis of cholov. You know exactly how much boso it absorbed and how much cholov it absorbed. So altogether it absorbed six gzesim of boso the cholov. And then that calf. So if that calf is a calf shel cheres, and the size of the calf is, let's say, it has a mass of 50 gzesim. So then we would meet. So and then he thrusts that calf that absorbed, let's say, five gzesim of basa and one kazayis of cholov. Altogether, six gzesim of basa becholov. And that calf is a calf shel cheres, and it has a mass of 50 gzesim. And that calf was thrust in a gdeo shel heter. So in order to be mevatil that calf, we would meet 60 times 56 gzesim. Why? Because we have to be cheshish for the shita of the Mordechai. That the aloche of, according to his pshat in the Mordechai, that the aloche of chtichanasis nevele applies to the kele itself, to the cheres itself. So mimele, if the calf first absorbed 5 gzeisim of basar. Then it absorbed its third cholov. So it absorbed 1 kazayis of cholov. So together it absorbed 6 gzeisim of basar b'cholov. And the kaf is the kaf shel cheres. So then we say, we are cheshish for the sheet of the Mordechai, that in view of the fact that the kaf has a mess of 50 gzeisim, so that means the total mass is 56 gzeisim. 50 gzeisim of the earthenware itself, and then 6 gzeisim of basar plus cholov. So altogether it has a total of 56 gzeisim. Then he thrust this earthenware calf into a gdeira shel heter, so that gdeira shel heter will only be muter. The tapshil in that gdeira will be muter if the tapshil has such a big shield that's 60 times 56 gzeisim. But suppose the earthenware calf absorbed, let's say, 5 gzeisim of basar heter, and then it absorbed 1 kazayis of chelev. So altogether it has a belie of six zeisim of the heter and the chelev, and it's an earthenware calf, and the mass of the earthenware calf is 50 zeisim. Then he thrust that calf, that earthenware calf, into a gdeira shel heter. So we don't need shishim neged 56 zeisim, but we only need shishim neged 6 zeisim. Why? Because vis-a-vis shoy surim, so then it's a chumre on top of a chumre. First of all, the sheet of Rabbi Ephraim and the sheet of many Rishenim and the psak of the Mechaber and the Turis, that the halacha of Tichanas Nevela doesn't apply to shoy surim altogether. All right, we pass like the Rambam that it applies to shoy surim, but to be machmir, the chumre of the Mordechai on top of the chumre of the Ran, that's too much. So this is what he says. ואני הזדהיתי נראה דולפידים רעמור דחי יש להכנות לכי חרס אפילו חודש לשעיה נגד כולי ובשור כלים דווקא יושת דני תיך מישראל של בלי עשר הרבה בוסו ובלי עסקזה ישחולוף ובשור איסורים ואמרינון כלל בכלי שנעסס נבלה אפילו בול האיס אביק לחרס וכמו שזכרתי בשם תרס חטוס שבשור איסורים היא להכנות כלל שזה להכנות כלל but so in such a case if let's say in earthenware cup absorb 5 gzeisim of basar heter, and then 1 kazayis of chelev, and then it has a mass of 50 gzeisim, the calf itself has a mass of 50 gzeisim, and then it was thrust into a gdeira shel heter, so we don't require 60 times neged 56, but we still require 60 times neged 6, because we have to be cheshish for the shita of the Rashbo. And in view of the fact that we pasken that halacha of tichanas is nevela applies to shor isurim, so we have to apply that even with gavi balua. This is what it says. All right, now let's see the shach. Sifro palet. V'yeshem mechalkin. Ma sheniyashem kan b'shulchanu rashbo b'tiras abayi shemarayvet utoyis. Do rashbo b'shemarayvet likosaf kinei b'chirim sheyish lem hechsha ba'angole. Afilu yadinu kam bola in tzorch lishaya neged kulei lefeim et adas ma'id nofik nei. Uchme shikosafti b'sifkot niudveis. That's the mention in the very beginning. אבל מה לכלל מדינס נבלה? אלא יש מחלקין ומה שכוסף את הרסחטוס. ריש כלל פהי בשם המודחי. דיקוס אבדי בדובה שיש לו יעגולה, לא ימרינם בי חתיך נעסס נבלה. כים דה אשר להפקידו יישא משם על יעגולה. ומכל מוקים נראה, די דווקא בכלי יושן. Now here you see the שחס פשט. That's the biggest kill, קורה. And the שחס שיטה is the most reasonable of all the פשוטים in the מודחי. ומכל מוקים נראה, די דווקא בכלי יושן כל מהרוכה. אבל בכלי חודוש, אפילו של חרס, ודאי נראה הדס שגוב החרס יוסן נראה לכם דס משל. I mean, this is a very strange concept. All right, the smak shite is like that. The Torah mentions the smak shite in Basar B'cholov in Simen Tzadik Veiz, I think. Yeah, in Simen Tzadik Veiz, he mentioned the smak shite. All right. So, but, Hovidu Leisiv Alo, why should we say that the Mordechai shite is also like that? So he says that the Mordechai, so in Komok Nirali Dafti Bichliyoshin Komaroche. In other words, Kliyoshin. The Mordechai says, in respect to a Kliyoshin, that means, let's say, suppose, what does Kliyoshin mean? Kliyoshin means that it was already used for some time. So that means, if the calf, let's say, absorbed, let's say, a number of Gzeisim of Eter, and then it absorbed the Kazayis of Chelet. So Mimele, we say Chtichanas is Nevele. So if it is in Cheres, so then the Mordechai agrees with the Rashbo. If it is Matres, he agrees with the Ramban. So only vis-a-vis Balua B'secha Kli, he distinguishes between Cheres and Matres. But vis-a-vis the Kli itself, it doesn't make any difference. The Kli itself, whether it's metal or oifen, where that cannot become echtichad isure. It's not an eichel. An eichel can become echtichad isure, but not a piece of metal, not even a piece of earthenware. The davki b'chliyoshin kol marochin. What do you mean chliyoshin? Chliyoshin means, let's say in respect to basar b'chalov. So suppose it's a chliyoshin of basar, a calf of basar that was used many times within the misles. So for basar. So Mimela, we don't know how many exasim of basar it's Balea. Then it's third cholov. So it was Balea kazayis of cholov. And then it was thrust into a gdeiro of basar again. So if it's an earthenware calf, so we need shishin neged the whole blie. And if we knew how many, the total blie of basar and cholov, let's say we knew that it absorbed five exasim of basar, the calf yoshin absorbed this misles. Five gzeisim of basar and one kazayis of cholov, and then it was thrust into a gdeira of basar again, we would require shishim neged six. But since we don't know, so we require shishim neged the whole size of the calf. The calf, if it is an earthenware calf, but if it is a metal calf, so even if we know that it absorbed five gzeisim of basar, and then it absorbed one kazayis of cholov, and then it was thrust in the gdeira of basar. So if it's a metal calf, so we need only 60 times the one kazayis of cholov, because until it is niflat, so the five gzeisim of basar could not become echtichad isure, since it was balua in metal and it could be extracted, so it couldn't become echtichad isure. When can it become echtichad isure? And it's niflat. When it's niflat, so it joins with the tafshil of basar that is in the gdeira, and the one kazayis of cholov that is niflat becomes bottling. I mean, this is a very strange concept. I mean, the earthenware itself becomes a chtichad isure. In other words, because it's not in respect to the to the kele itself, it's in respect to the ichla b'lua b'sicha kele. So even if it's in the metal, in other words, because only the Mordechai, according to the Shach, the Mordechai shita is that the b'lua b'sicha kli, the b'lua b'sicha kli becomes echticha di isure only if it's in b'sicha kli of cheres, not if it's b'sicha kli of matches. But the Rashbo himself holds that the b'lua b'sicha kli, even if it's b'lua b'sicha kli of matches, becomes echticha di isure. So you have to be cheshit for the shita of the Rashbo. למחבר מחלול, נאס נבילה אפילו דומה שיש להתה בעגולה, ולאים אבי סוף סוף, השתה בלוע נאס נבילה, אבל בהפסת מרובה וחי גבנה, יש להור כל כהפוסקים, ובשלה יצו מטחס ואמרינה נאס נבילה וכתיב למשל. So in other words, what does he say? That we mock him הפסת מרובה, we can rely on the shita of the Mordechai, according to his, I mean, what is the shita of the Mordechai, according to the Shach, that the Kela itself never becomes a Tichad Yisura, even Cheres doesn't become. But the Beluah B'sich HaKele, then it depends, the Mordechai says. If it's Beluah B'sich Matres, it doesn't become Echtichad Yisure. If it's Beluah B'sich Heres, it doesn't become Echtichad Yisure. So, Shaloi B'mokim Efset Merube, we have to be Cheshish for the sheet of the Rashbo, that the Beluah B'sich HaKele becomes Echtichad Yisure, even if it's Beluah B'sich Matres. But B'mokim Efset Merube, we rely on the sheet of the Mordechai, according to his interpretation of the Mordechai, that only Beluah B'sich Heres becomes Echtichad Yisure, but Beluah B'sich Matres doesn't become Echtichad Yisure. But the Kehle itself, even Cheres, so the Shach says, the Mordechai will agree that it doesn't become Echtichad Yisure. All right.